Since the Czech Republic joined the European Union 2 years ago, many Czechs have taken advantage of the chance to work in those states with free labour markets. Perhaps more surprisingly, more and more citizens of other countries in the EU are now choosing to work here in the Czech Republic. Figures just released show a large increase in their numbers in the last 12 months. Dieter Asiedu reports.
In the last year alone, the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry has recorded some 20,000 new registered workers from EU states. Katerina Berankova is the spokesperson for the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry, which all EU citizens are obliged to notify when they get a job in the Czech Republic.
In April of this year, a total of 97,770 citizens of EU countries worked in the Czech Republic. They were mainly from Slovakia and Poland. This is because they also speak Slavic languages, are close to home, and have a similar mentality. Surprisingly, the third highest number of foreign workers come from Germany, with some 2,000 registered in April. Of course, the interest of these citizens to move and work here is relative to the job opportunities in the Czech Republic.
Grafton Recruitment is one of the agencies that recruits foreign workers in the Czech Republic. I asked its country manager Milan Novak why he thinks the number of foreign workers in the country has increased.
Our experience is that Prague and Central Eastern Europe in general is becoming a center for many international companies that are centralizing their back office and finance support and customer service functions to one location. Prague is a very attractive place, for example, because there are many students and many graduates that are speaking many different foreign languages. And of course, that's very attractive because they can then support many other countries from Prague.
But in that case, why do you recruit foreigners?
Sometimes for these centers, we have to look for language speakers that are quite rare in Prague. So we sometimes have to look abroad for speakers that speak Nordic languages, for example, Norwegian, Swedish, Finnish, etc., etc. And we are trying to attract them here, and they are attracted to come because Prague is a nice place to live, of course, and the international environment is something that they are used to from Finland and Sweden. So we are giving them quite interesting opportunities here.
What about the salaries? Are they competitive to those that they would get at home, or are they local salaries?
Well, I have to say that there are local salaries because the investors that came to the Czech Republic came with certain expectations, and they know that the salary level in the Czech Republic is in a certain level. So if we are attracting people from abroad, and not only from Eastern countries where the salaries are sometimes lower, so that's kind of easier for us as recruiters, but from Western countries where the salaries are much higher, it's more demanding for us. But we can use very strong arguments, and as I said, Czech Republic is a nice place to live. The cost of living is much lower, and for many young people from Western Europe, it is interesting working experience to come here and maybe spend a couple of years here and work for international company. It's quite interesting for them. They don't come here for money.
Preliminary estimates suggest that over 100,000 foreigners from EU states are now working in the Czech Republic. This would be a record number in the country's 13-year history. According to experts in the field of human resources, that number is expected to rise as more international companies are planning to open up back offices in Prague.
Thank you very much, Dieter Asiedu, there with that report.